So let's talk about what a freebie is. Most of you probably understand this, but I just really feel like that just getting clear on the fact that it has to be value-based to your person. And you're basically exchanging something. It's like the way I look at it is, remember when we were kids and we would trade things at lunch? Like you'd see somebody would have like, you know, their mom had sent them Oreos for lunch and, you know, you had something else that you didn't really want. You really wanted their Oreos and they wanted something you had, right? So you would trade things out. But it, regardless of what it was, the fact was that, you know, what they had, I wanted, and what I had, they wanted, you know? So it's just a matter of looking at it in that framework is you want their email address. That's your ask. And that's your desire. That's the strategy behind what you're doing. And they have to want what you're offering. So your Oreo cookies in that analogy needs to be darn good. You know, they need to be amazing so that people are going to want your freebie. The real kicker here is wowzers. You want them to have that sense of, wow, this was free. Well, if it was free, then I can't even imagine what's behind the paid door. So they're way more likely to be willing to spend sometimes the first dollar with you if what they have gotten from you for free is super value based. And this absolutely does work. And you know, from the standpoint of like I'll use Lori, for example, she was in the PDF to Profit course and she put together her mini offer, which is all about setting up your business inside of Google. You know, now she's circling back and one of my suggestions to her was to put a freebie on the front side of it. Maybe it's a lack of knowledge. And we're going to talk about why some people opt into things and what you would, why they don't in some cases too. But in her case, I was thinking, you know, I bet a lot of people don't know the value of getting their business set up correctly on Google. So having like, you know, seven reasons why your business is going to explode if you have your business set up on Google correctly, or, you know, something of that nature. That's obviously very long and complicated. But the point of it is sometimes it's an education process before you get them to spend the money. Also, something I really want to key in on, guys, is that your freebie is not designed to get random people, like people who are not interested in your business. That's not the goal here. The goal is to attract people that are targeted and would be interested in your products and services going forward. I have used this example before where, let's say, you know, you're doing some sort of a giveaway and people have to opt in for it. You know, you want to make sure whatever you're giving away is in alignment with whatever it is you're giving away, so that you don't end up with a bunch of people who are not interested in what your product or your service, or your program or whatever, you know, whatever your business model is. So the goal here, when you select your freebie and you decide what that's going to look like, is to make sure that it's in the same lane as your overall business model. And something that I think is irresistible when it comes to people being willing to trade their email for it is that it solves one problem as quickly as possible, because time is valuable and, you know, people love free stuff for sure. I mean, who doesn't? But at the end of the day, if it's complicated and cumbersome and it doesn't actually affect the change that, you know, you promised them, well, that's not value-based to them. And that goes, it goes against everything you're trying to do. So you want to make sure that when you're putting your offer together, that it solves one problem and that, you know, they can consume it quickly. Again, it needs to be consumed and or implemented within a very short window of time. When you can get people a quick win, that goes back to that feeling of, wow, this was free. So what are they charging? What's behind their paid door? I want to know. So that's what you're after, is that feeling of, oh my gosh, this was super valuable and I want more. I'm willing to pay for it. You got to remember too that people don't care about our freebies. They care about what their life is going to look like after you solve a problem for them. So maybe the best way of thinking about it is instant gratification. You know, if how many of you guys have ever like stood in line at a place to get something? And, you know, sometimes it might even be free. In fact, a quick example, like maybe you go to Sam's Club on Saturdays and they have all of these little vendor people manning the vendors, manning these little shopping, little carts where they're giving out certain things. Well, if there's a long line for something, you know, are you going to stand there and wait? Probably not. You know, if there's, if it's quick and easy, are you going to stand in line? Sure, you probably will for a little bit. And guess what? When they give those things away, what happens a lot of the time? Okay, you just gave me some trail mix. That's pretty good stuff. I'm going to go buy the trail mix. So those are lead magnets or freebies. It's a marketing technique and it works, but it is instant gratification. People want that quick win. And I want to go through some examples. So let's say the struggle. So I've got this divided into three columns so you guys can kind of see it quickly and consume it. Struggle, solution, and what they really want. So let's say somebody has lower back pain. The solution might be stretching, right? And that's going to, the result is they want to ditch their back pain. You know, they want to be able to put their shoes on without, you know, without a lot of trouble. Let's say somebody's struggle is yellow teeth. Maybe the solution is whitening strips, but really people aren't buying the solution. They're buying the result, right? So what they really want is whiter teeth so that they look younger and fresher, or, you know, they're not afraid to smile or whatever. The struggle is time consuming meal preparation. People don't really want 15 minute recipes. They just want to quickly and easily prepare healthy meals so that they can eat as a family. So focusing in on the result or the outcome, and well, first you have to identify the struggle, and then the outcome is really what you message, because that's truly what they want. And let's show, here's a couple of examples of how you would solve this problem and maybe in what format. So going back to the lower back pain, stretching is the solution, you know, eases the back pain because that's going to help them put their shoes on without any trouble. And what would be the easiest format when it comes to a freebie for that? Probably video, because you have to demonstrate the stretching, right? So now you could do some other formats. You might, you know, snap some pictures and put it into a PDF format. But video would be the best way, probably. Let's go to the other example, time-consuming meal prep. Again, the solution, my solution is, you know, if I'm in the business of time-consuming meal prep, then I'm sorry, if I'm in the business of solving time consuming meal prep, then I would have the quick and easy recipes, right? So that people can eat together as a family very quickly and easily, because it doesn't take up a bunch of time for them to prep it. So what would that look like? Probably some sort of a downloadable PDF. So based on what your what I call the SSO, the struggle, the solution, and the outcome, you have to choose what your format, how do you deliver your freebie? Now, we're going to go into that just a little bit more in a moment, but I wanted to key in on that just so you could kind of see the process, and more specifically, realize that people don't buy the solution, or they don't even like opt into the solution. They're all about the resolution or the outcome or the transformation that your product or service is going to present to them, right? Okay, so your irresistible freebie is something that can't be passed up by your ideal client. That's the reality of it. You need to start thinking about it like, man, will they salivate over this or what? And if they do, and whatever you put together is like, yeah, that's it. You'll figure this out pretty quickly, by the way. And understand the more irresistible it is to your person, the more narrow the focus is, the more opt-ins you'll get as well. Anything that saves time, money, and or frustration usually is a huge hit. I'm going to give you guys a ton of ideas today on things that you can do in less than 30 minutes. But think about it in that context. When you see some of these ideas that I'm going to throw out at you, will that save my person time, money, or frustration? Because I bet you that there's a lot of you who have things already that you just have to shift in some way to present it as irresistible, reframe it, if you will. And it needs to lead, this leads to getting, obviously, if you have these things, this will lead to getting the name and email address of your prospect. And that's the end goal. So let's get into it. When it comes to actually trying to figure out what your lead magnet or your freebie is going to look like, how do you figure that out? So I'm going to go through a series of about three questions, and there's other ways too, but I think these are primarily my most popular ways of teaching it and most effective. That's a word I was looking for. The most effective way of teaching others to figure out how they come up with their freebie. So question number one is, what are the top 3 to 5 questions you are constantly asked by those that you serve? The reality of it is we get the same questions over and over again if we just stop and think about it for a second. So what are they? Because if you're getting the same questions over and over again, guess what? That signifies that that's a problem. That's a pain point that your ideal person has. And that gives you an opportunity to step into that. And if you don't know, and if you're just starting out, there are so many ways to circle that wagon without frustration. It does take a little bit more time, but spending some time asking or listening to find out what other people are saying and what they're asking about. Social media is a great place. Amazon is a great place. Go to Amazon and type in a few keywords and look at the book reviews or their product reviews, or look, if you look down through the questions, even you'll find a lot of great questions around certain types of products. Finding the language, if you will, that's what I call diving down into and doing a lot of deep. It's more research, I suppose, deeper research. I think social media is probably the easiest and fastest way to solve this problem. But I always mention Amazon because it's a fount of information as well. And there's tools like BuzzSumo. I love BuzzSumo. It gives you an opportunity to figure out a lot of different things. You can source ideas from BuzzSumo. You can see what's popular with people, so you know if your idea is going to be solid or not. So there's a lot of value in tools as well. Next question to ask yourself is, what is your ideal person's biggest pain points? When I say pain points, I want you to think a little bit of it from the maybe within the framework of listening, obviously, because they'll tell you that they're struggling with certain things. But what really keeps them up and worries them? Everybody talks about this, but if you think about it, even in your own context as an entrepreneur, in the framework of your business, what do you stress over? What do you worry about? That's the thing that you're after to solve for your person. What does that look like for them? And that might take a little bit more of a little bit more understanding so that you dig in and see what people are struggling with. But I think it's really important that you get it, that you understand it, and that you can identify with it so that you have a solution for it. In some cases, you may already have a solution for it, which is what I'm really hoping as we go through this. But if you're just starting, you will have to do just a little bit more work on the front side of this. Again, the focus here is, what is the outcome that your potential customer wants the most? And what transformation are you going to offer them in your freebie? It could be, I use this one a lot, because it's very succinct. 9 ways to optimize your LinkedIn profile. Well, that's one thing. And the thing that they wanted the most is that they know they need to clean up their LinkedIn profile. So that's the outcome that they want. And I'm offering the transformation is to help them get there. Like, here's 9 steps. These 9 steps are going to help you get your LinkedIn profile all snazzed up, and boom, you're going to be ready to go and ready to attract leads on your LinkedIn profile. What I want you to think about, though, because this is really important, I hear a lot of people ask the question, well, how much do you put in a freebie? Like, how much do you give away for free before you start asking for the sale? And I want you to think about your freebie as an appetizer. Okay. So in my PDF to Profit course, I basically use the analogy of your offer, your paid offer is your main entree. And then the things that give additional value to your offer are your sides, the mashed potatoes are a checklist, and, the green beans are a worksheet, and, things of that nature. So this is an appetizer on the front side of your offer. You don't want to give away so much. And then going back to the restaurant analogy, think about it. How often have you ever been to a restaurant and ordered an appetizer, and you eat the whole thing, and then you're not hungry, or you don't even, sometimes I've done this actually. I've ordered an appetizer and I've canceled my meal because I'm stuffed. So I'm just here to tell you that those restaurants are doing it the wrong way, guys. They've got bad marketing, because an appetizer should be just a niblet. Like, it should be just enough of a taste to get them to order more because they're still hungry. So if you think about it in the context of that, like, hey, I'm just giving people a taste of something, but still transformational. It still tastes yummy. And I'm happy to continue to order more, AKA buy from you, even from the first, for the first time. So think about it in that context, because you don't want to dump the kitchen sink into your freebie. You just want it to be value-based enough to get them to go forward and continue to get more things from you, right? And the third question that I want you to ask yourself is, what are a few value-based nuggets, small things that you can offer to your ideal customer that you know they won't be able to pass up? And it's probably going to be different for each and every one of you guys. Sorry, I had to take a quick sip. Think about it from the context of, what does your person need to know or believe before they want or need your product or service? So I want you to think about this too in the context of what you currently have to sell or what you plan to sell in the future. And the reason this is important is because when you keep things in alignment with things that you already sell, going back to the freebie, giveaway example that I gave you guys earlier, if your giveaway is not in alignment with your business model, then the people that you're bringing onto your list are not targeted. So thinking of it in that framework, how do you put together a freebie that leads them into things that you currently have to sell or that you're planning to sell in the future? Because some of you may not have things yet, but you have some plans. You kind of know what you're going to be doing going forward. So framing that up and leading with things that are going to lead to things you sell, from a freebie perspective, is important. So let me give you an example of that. When I did my Groups That Grow Your Business course, this is one of my signature courses. It's, basically $1,000, $997 for this course. And I knew that I had to address some of the concerns, and I had to give value before I went for an ask this size, because obviously that's a big sale. That's a big purchase for anyone. So one of the things that I heard from my community is, well, how do you even set it up to make it profitable? So I was like, okay. So I put together a guide on how to set up your profitable Facebook group quickly and easily. And then the next thing I heard that was a huge, huge, huge issue was content. Well, how do you get once you get people in your group, how do you get them to engage with you? And I addressed this on two fronts. I addressed it with a freebie where I gave out 14 Facebook group graphics that will double or even triple your engagement so that they would have, like if they already had a group, for example, they could use the images and test them out. And I also had like a 6-month content calendar, pre-designed content inside of the Facebook group course, so that they had 6 months of content once they purchased the course. So I was very focused on solving this problem because I know it's a core problem. But I led with something free that took away the sting of that fear factor for them. And again, that's just 14 images, not 6 months, you know, just a snippet of something that I knew would be value-based for them. So going back to one of my top performing funnels ever that was a free thing was the 27 Facebook post ideas. And I wanted to share this with you guys because this is how something free leads to the money. And it also is how you start to build down from your freebie. So if you come up with your freebie, then think about it, whether you have it now or not. Some of you I know already have a mini offer, so you can do this piece right away. Some of you may not have all the components of this. You may just be working on your first freebie, right? And that's totally fine. Some of you may have your mini offer, your mini course ready, and maybe you have something higher priced that you can sell, that you can, you know, offer up to those that opt into your free offer up here. But the key is to understanding this is to make sure that you build down or up, whichever way you want to look at it. From a funnel perspective, I always go down. Your freebies at the top. So the majority of your people, you know, if you're just, I always hate this analogy, but you're kind of dumping people in at the top of your funnel. The middle of your funnel is something that's kind of low cost, and the bottom of your funnel is, you know, kind of a core offer or something that's more expensive. So as you can see, this particular funnel of mine, I started with something totally free, and I'm going to tell you the story on that in just a minute, how I arrived at that freebie. And by the way, I didn't have the other pieces when I first started with mine. So I started with something free that I didn't have prior to. I had to build out the rest of these pieces. So I had to build out the mini course and of course, the Business Builders Academy, and then put the pieces together. This is how your freebie leads you to the money though, consistently. And you know, people will opt into your email list for something that's free. You can, immediately upsell them to something different, you know, this low cost if you want to in a funnel, or if your funnels aren't set up yet, you could just do it with an email and that works too. So, you know, don't get wrapped up in all of the tech yet, but I wanted to see how this can turn into a revenue for you. The next step, obviously, is brainstorming your delivery options. And when I say delivery options, is it going to be a video? Is it going to be a worksheet, a checklist, a PDF of some sort? Is it, you know, what is it going to look like? How are you going to deliver whatever it is that you're offering people? And that's kind of, again, the format of it, if you will. And you also have to name your freebie, keeping it short and memorable. Now, one of your freebies, one of the things that I'm giving you today is a headline resource. And essentially a freebie, naming your freebie is a headline. You know, coming up with something that's catchy is it's probably the first thing outside of your design that is going to get someone to opt into your freebie. So you have to have something that's succinct and tells people quick what's in it for them. So that's why I say you have to keep it short and memorable, but you'll get a resource for that today so that you can plug and play, maybe come up with some titles for your freebie. And next up, now we're going to dig into the actual creation piece. Who wants to know how you can create your first or next freebie in 30 minutes or less? 30 minutes or less? Can I do that, Kim? Yes, you can. So let's go through some ideas for you. And I basically pulled together things that are, I think, are probably the fastest path for those of you not only who have existing content that you can repackage in some way, but even those of you who might not have anything yet, I think it'll really jumpstart your creative juices and it won't seem so overwhelming. Okay. So they come, freebies come in all kinds of sizes, guys. You know, it can, going back to the format that I was talking about, your delivery mechanism before, you know, it could be a template, it could be a checklist, it could be audio files, it can be a lot of different formats. And one of my best ideas for you when it comes to this, because I've used this, this strategy to create my best lead gen freebie. So turn one of your high performing blog posts into a PDF download or report. Now, some of you may not be blogging yet, so don't panic if that's you. If you're saying to yourself, well, I don't have a blog. I have a lot of other ideas for you. So hang in there with me. But let me share my story with you real quick on how I arrived at the 27 Facebook post ideas. And by the way, this version let me back up. I had a blog post called 17 Killer Facebook Post Ideas for Small Business Owners. And it was hugely popular. I mean, it was going gangbusters. I've updated it numerous times. I've updated this freebie, the 27. Now it's, I think it's 27 social media post ideas now. So it's been updated numerous times over the years. It's probably been around about, I bet, 7 years, this freebie. And I've given it away over 100,000 times. I can't kill it. I just can't. It performs at a ridiculous rate. My opt-in page for this particular freebie is like 63%, which is like unheard of, honestly. That means it's basically 63 people out of 100 come to the page and they say, oh, yeah, I want this. So wherever I tease them, whether it's on social media or in an email or wherever, they saw it. They're like, yeah, I want it. They go to the landing page and the landing page convinces them that they absolutely want it. So they trade their email address for it. So it has been hugely popular for me. It has converted very well. And I've given it away tons over and over again. And it still converts today, by the way. Another thing, maybe read a blog post out loud so that you can turn that into maybe an audio or a video download. Now, one of the things that I just happen to know, I know some podcasters will take an existing blog post or something that they basically write out their script before they record their podcast. And you could do the same thing where you take your blog or, you know, write out your script right quick, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, and then read that post or, you know, your script out loud. You could even do it in front of a camera, or you could do just a straight up audio, record yourself reading it. But people do feel why do podcasts work? You know, because they're audio, they're on the go. People absolutely will trade their email address for stuff like that. So that's another idea for you. Creating quick checklists are, you know, checklists are huge. People love checklists. I think it's I'll speak for myself and I'd love your take on this, but I love checklists because I feel accomplished when I can check something off and I'm like, ooh, look, I got that done. Ooh, look, I got that done. So it's like, it feeds that sense of accomplishment in me. And I just feel so much better when I have a checklist and I can literally just check things off. It's just a mind thing for me perhaps, but it works. And it honestly, it obviously works for a lot of other people because people do love checklists. Anything that they know they have to just go down through a list of things. And if they complete it, they've achieved the transformation they're seeking. So, you know, that's a great freebie as well. templates or proven content that's easy for others to use. So this is one of digital marketers' freebies, and they have a ton of them, but this is one that has been super high performing for them. And the last I heard, it had generated, actually it says here, I just pulled this off of a website, off of their website. I think the numbers on this are way higher than 35, almost 3,600 leads in 60 days. So that was at the time that, you know, they posted this on their website, but just because I have some inside knowledge, I think this really performed very well for them. I think last I heard they were over 60,000 leads on this particular freebie, and they're still using it, by the way. This freebie's been around a while, but it, again, it's evergreen in it. I would say they update it, but it's a great freebie. It's a great title. People, you know, are willing to trade their email for it. And it's called the Ultimate Facebook Template Library. So it's a template of Facebook ads that have performed well for them. And they call them a copy and paste campaign. So anything that's template based or things that are proven content that makes it super easy for people to emulate, they work. Swipe files are another huge thing. Now, the key to swipe files is understanding that you are, and hopefully you have some of these things already. So let me give you an example. Here's one. This again is a digital marketer one where their download our 72 headline swipe file. So they put together some of their top performing headlines and put them in a swipe file. And people were like, yeah, I want to know what those are. But I'll give you an example of something we did as well. And that's exactly what it is. It's a swipe file, but we're actually selling it. We put together all of our customer care scripts. You know, if somebody is upset, then what do we say to them? If they, you know, different scenarios, there's all kinds of different scenarios. I think there's, I don't know, 30 or 40, maybe more emails in there. And we just templatize them. So fill in the blank kind of thing. And now we sell them, but essentially it's a swipe file. So things that you have or that you could create very quickly, they work because people want that knowledge. In some cases, like digital marketer example here, I've used this. I've gone in and Google digital marketer headlines a lot, you know, when I'm trying to write a subject line over the years or, you know, all kinds of things where it just makes sense to like look to proven resources. And that's why the proven resources like this are super popular. Some sort of a plan or a planner, they're also super popular. You know, this is a get 5 meals free plan. So, you know, anything of that nature, I think people love plans. Again, they just want to be able to work through something that they didn't have to figure out on their own, and they're willing to trade their email for it. Printables are another really popular thing right now. You know, I've seen people build entire businesses around printable resources, you know, grocery list or all kinds of things. I mean, I've seen all kinds of printables out there. So printables are also fairly easy to create. And people, again, are willing to trade their email for it. This one is a little bit more, I won't say it's complex because that's not what I mean, but it's for a specific type of person. So, but I put it into the mix because some of you may have, the people that you attract to you may be, or that you want to attract to you are more of a left brain person, meaning they're the numbers, they're analytical, you know, those, that type of thing. So some businesses, some models, their business model is the person they need to attract to them are those people. So what would that look like for you? If you're trying to attract those types of people, you know, it might be an Excel document. It could be a graph. It could be a marketing, you know, a series of marketing results, maybe some split test numbers, schedules, systems, because people that are, you know, analytical, they love systems. So anything that is like that. So, and I would say that if you are a left-brained person, you have something like this already for your business. So that's another strategy that I think is for certain people, not for all. Giving away parts of your product or service. That's another great strategy. Like if you're an author, you could, you know, give away a part of your book, like maybe the first chapter. Let's say you are a graphic designer, maybe it's a website template. If you're a business consultant, it might be the first module of an online course. For a real estate agent, it might be a quick list of properties in a certain location. I mean, it could be, you know, a variety of different things. But this actually works very well too. And it's also a great lead in to the rest of it. Like if you're an author and you give away, the first chapter and people are hooked, yeah, they're going to buy your book because they're going to want to know what happens, right? And so it's that kind of feeling where, same with a course, if you give them the first module and they're like, that was so good, I need the rest of it, then they're going to pay for that, you see. So if you can think about it in that context of when you're putting your offer, your freebie offer together, how does that tie to your paid stuff? And this particular one really ties into that. Create a no-brainer discount. I think this is a great lead-in to exactly what this website sells. This is FrameBridge. Obviously, they sell frames. And when somebody first comes to their website, they're offering them $10 off of their first custom frame. Boom, right? Not only does that get an email address, but it also facilitates the sale simultaneously. So what I'm sharing here is an email grabber plus a facilitation of a sale. Going back to the list, I used checklist earlier, but I wanted to, because checklists are kind of a bit of, checklists could be check the box. A list is slightly different the way I want to share the connotation of it, because I think there's ways that you can use a list that's totally not aligned with a checklist. So email subject lines, as an example, you could do a series of email subject lines if you, and they don't have to be yours, by the way. It could be any type of thing that you have that, or source or create on your own, that you feel like would give value to your ideal client or customer. Maybe the best and worst of, you know, is another idea. Must read or watch or view things. Favorite tools or favorite whatever. Inspirational things. Pro tips from your industry. Those are all great list items. You know, questions to ask before. And the questions to ask before would really tie in, like if, you know, if they're getting ready to purchase something. Or, you know, you see a lot of those. In fact, let's say, even a quick example, yesterday day before when we did our first lesson, I talked about interviewing each other and asking, either interviewing each other if they're your ideal client or customer or prospect, but finding 3 to 5 people that you can ask questions to. So what would those questions be, right? So I should have, and I will do this, you know, whether I'm hoping to get it done, I've been working on it, on those questions, and provide a list of questions. I could actually take those questions and turn that into a lead magnet or a freebie, because, and position it like, what do you add, how do you find, how do you research your customer avatar, right? Here's the questions you ask them. So that's my point is, you all have those types of things. People ask you questions all the time. Maybe you have a product or service that you're trying to sell. So what, make it generic enough to where it's suitable for your person, but make it about them and what the questions that they would need to ask if they're considering purchasing something. Hopefully that sparked a couple ideas for you guys. How-tos or recipes are also super value-based and people love them. They almost always work. Turning your content into an infographic. I think sometimes when I throw this out there, people, they see these fancy smancy infographics and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. An infographic doesn't have to be fancy smancy and it doesn't have to be complex. Let's say you have, just take a look at this little image that's on the screen. You have four ways to do whatever, four ways to do why. You could make this a visual thing and put the four things into an infographic. It makes it very quick and easy for people to consume. And most people, not all, but a lot of people are visual learners. So the context for visual content would carry a lot of weight for a lot of your prospects, more than likely. Give away presentations or trainings that you've already created. So if you've done a webinar somewhere in the past, or you have a video training of something, anything that would give value to your person that maybe you already have, or that would be very quick and easy for you to create. Those absolutely work too. Video content, I mean, that ties back in kind of to the tip that I just gave you, but I think the value of video content, I really wanted to key in on the video content, because people get an opportunity to see you, get a sense for your personality, and if you're one, if you're they're really within 2 or 3 minutes, most people have a sense for whether or not they like you. And then they key in on that super value base. So they start to trust you. And so you start to build out what I call the know, like, and trust factor. And the video content piece really does accelerate that. So you might consider a video if it makes sense and it doesn't lend a lot of, or you don't have to create, you don't have to focus a lot of time and energy on it. If you already have something that's the best, or what could you create that would take a little bit of time, not a ton of time? Your top resources or tools. We all use things we love. You know, I have a freebie that is my top go live tools and resources, you know? So I have a freebie for that. I share my top resources and my tools that I love for live streaming. You probably have similar things in your niche that you recommend or would like to recommend. Put that stuff together, make it into a list, and it can be your freebie. Okay. So next up, maybe you have a great idea. I hope you've got a great idea already. I gave you a bunch of ideas that you can implement fast. That was the goal. How can you create something that's free fast? So the next piece of it is, how do you create it if you don't already have it, or how do you make it pretty? So let's say you're going to take your a blog post and turn it into a freebie, like I suggested with the 27 Facebook post ideas that I had earlier. That was originally a blog post. I just added more content to it and I made it pretty. So there's a few resources for that I'm going to recommend to you. There's a resource called Beacon by, so it's dot by by, and then designer.com. Some of you have probably heard of designer.com. I've used designer.com. I have not tried beacon.by yet, but it did look pretty easy. And honestly, it kind of looked a little easier than I think a designer.com. I just haven't had a chance to try it yet. So I wanted to throw that out there, let you guys see that. Essentially, both of these tools allow you to pull in a blog post and very quickly and easily and make it pretty. Now, some of you I know purchased the ebook templates already, and that's another resource for you. So those are pre-designed. All you have to do is copy and paste. You know, take, if you have a blog post already that you want to make pretty, you can take it into those templates and just pretty it up. And that you could do that within 30 minutes to an hour for sure. So these are a few resources, though, if you don't have the templates, or if if you just want to give them a go. Sometimes, you know, you might want to create something very quickly and easily, and this might be a way to do so. So like I shared earlier, I do have a resource for you today that will help you name your freebie. And it's the headline formulas that work every time. So hopefully you can plug and play your information into those and come up with a title for your free offer. And then I have a worksheet that will walk you through this process, how to create an irresistible ethical bribe that nobody can refuse. They can't wait to give you their email address. So both of those are obviously here in the group, and they'll be in your membership area as well. So those are two. That's technically your homework today, is to go through that. And then tomorrow is a get her done day. So between today and tomorrow, my challenge to you is to find 30 minutes to an hour, maybe more, because if you're starting fresh and you don't know what, even with all the ideas I gave you today, you're not quite sure, you may need a little bit more time. But my hope is that you don't spend more than 30 minutes actually putting your idea together, you know, whether you have it already and you just have to repackage it. But my hope, like I said, is that you can do this very quickly. You'll have to do the other stuff like name it and some of the other things for sure. But again, I don't want you to have to stress over this to the degree that you don't can't do it within the next, you know, 48 hours. But tomorrow is a get her done day. So you have the rest of today, all day tomorrow, to work on titling your freebie and figuring out what's going in the box. What's your freebie going to look like? And don't forget, guys, the group is, it's here. You can, you know, if you have an idea you want some to brainstorm with, not only the team here, but with each other, drop in. In fact, we'll put a post in the group where, you know, we need to streamline it so that it's all in one place, but it'll be about your irresistible offer, and you can drop in questions or here's my irresistible title. I'm thinking of, this is what I think I want to name it. You know, and get some feedback on it. Feel free to do that. Same with your ideas when it comes to what your freebie is going to look like. I mean, that's what the group is all about, you know, using the resources that you have access to, which is me and my team. And like I say, you guys, some of you are the ideal client or customer of each other. So being able to give feedback to each other is going to be super valuable base to you. All right. So are there any questions? And more, I just am curious, like, what was your biggest takeaway from today? Like, did you get an idea that you could use? Okay. No questions. I know we're on a slight delay. Facebook has a 30-second delay, and it's quite irritating sometimes. Okay. No questions. Well, thank you guys for spending time with me today. And I can't wait to see what you come up with. Because the freebie is going to be the start of how people come in the front door of your business. Get on your list, and then we're gonna learn how to love them up and make them into a recurring revenue stream for you, or an opportunity for a recurring revenue stream, so that every time you put out an offer, they're gonna say, "Yeah, I want that." Wouldn't that be lovely? All right, guys. Well, have a great rest of your day. Take care of yourselves and stay safe.